They went to his house later and found the gun buried out back with 74 grams of trees. These kids are 10 years old.
Angie Harmon, who looks like Sandra Bullock if she lived under the L in Kensington. I'm sorry. I'm more confused than the Roman soldiers at Jesus' tomb on Easter. You're telling me no more water into wine? I can turn your pishpin down to a pukiak?
When reaching out to Tim Allen, he responded by saying, Hello, and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Liam Reese, Mikey Medagon, and Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from Angie Harmon's dog to a Florida deputy's son gone gangster and a day just for Megatron. We're going to head to Liam Reese with entertainment news, who's going to give us the latest on everybody's favorite tool man. Liam, what's the scoop?
WPP News Entertainment here. I'm about 38, 39 years old. When I was younger, Home Improvement was a massive show. So in 2023, when Tim Allen was hinting at there would be some kind of reunion or spinoff show, I was pretty psyched. Well, unfortunately, in the newest episode of the Back to the Best podcast, Patricia Richardson, who played the mom of the show, Jill, said that's not so much what's happening. She says on the podcast that it was news to her. She spoke with Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and he wasn't aware of it either. She went on to refer to the guy that played Brad, the oldest brother. His name's Zachary Ty Bryan. She called him a felon because he's been getting in trouble with the law and stuff lately. And, you know, I think she's kind of miffed because when you look back at the when, like, Tim Allen was talking about the reunion or spinoff or whatever, he talked about doing a spinoff with, like, Al and the boys and, like, him being, like, maybe, like, a grandpa that's going back to, like, help with the grandkids' house and everything. So I don't know. Maybe she's just, like, sour about that. But anyway, Tim Allen is cool in my book. You know, he got busted for trafficking a bunch of coke. He had that awesome mugshot where he had the cool, like, 80s stash and everything. And, you know, like, in this time of, like, reboots and spinoffs that no one asked for, this is one that I wouldn't mind. So they're always doing some, like, home project, or he's building his hot rod. And the character Tim Allen played was, like, a great dad and everything. So I just think it wouldn't be half bad. But, you know, that's WPP News. I'm Liam Reese. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Liam. When reaching out to Tim Allen, he responded by saying, All right. Great stuff. Thank you for that, Liam. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to the one and only Mikey Medagon, who's got the latest on an Instacart driver that lost his mind. Mikey, what's the story?
On site, on scene, where actor Angie Harmon, who looks like Sandra Bullock if she lived under the L in Kensington, where this past Saturday, like millions of lazy chuchulamingias, paid someone to shop for her groceries through Instacart. The man arrived at the Law & Order actor's house, where he kindly dropped off her items. Tragedy struck on the way back to his car, where he allegedly was attacked by Oliver, Harmon's family dog. In self-defense, Mr. Insta-Stupid shot a single bullet into the 25-pound adorable attacker, killing poor Oliver. Oddly enough, no visible wounds or scratches were present on the Insta-dog killer, and the charges have not been filed as of this report. I, as a dog lover, you know, I believe in an eye for an eye and justice for Ollie. So shout out to thrift store Sandra Bullock and her family at this very sad time, and to the Insta-sped, you know, payback comes around. Maybe I'll see you. I'm from WPP News, Michael Medagon.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medagon. Excellent stuff. When reaching out to the Instacart driver, he responded by saying that his next delivery was to a Korean family. Excellent. Very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's got the latest on Smoky Smoky and the Great Northwest. J-Dub, what's the story?
Oregon has decided to recriminalize drugs. Sadly, in a loss to all of us, drugs are now back being illegal. Previously, Oregon allowed things like fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine to only be a $100 ticket. Now, if caught, you'll get a six-month jail sentence, which is unfortunate. Some of the Democratic lawmakers opposed the bill. They were concerned that it's going to add up to more arrest and that it was going to exacerbate the social inequalities, you know, those inequalities being people who like to do drugs on the street for funsies. Unrelated news, Oregon's very own J-Dub's cocaine shop will be closed for the remaining and foreseeable future. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin. Excellent stuff. When asked Oregon why this happened, they responded by saying, well, you abuse it, you lose it. Very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head back to Liam LeChemise Reese, who's got the latest on, well, the new age gangster. Liam, what's the scoop?
While Oregon's pumping the brakes, people in Florida still have their foot firmly on the gas pedal. A Florida deputy's 10-year-old son is accused of selling his deceased father's gun for $300 to a classmate. Two 10-year-old students were arrested in connection with a gun sold at their elementary school. The Country Oaks Elementary School in LaBelle, Florida, was placed under lockdown Wednesday morning after sheriffs received a call about a suspicious incident on campus. Authorities ended up finding ammo in the backpack of the boy who purchased the gun. They went to his house later and found the gun buried out back with 74 grams of trees. These kids are 10 years old. The boy who bought the gun is being charged with purchase of a firearm by a minor, unlawful possession of a firearm on school property, and possession of marijuana over 20 grams. The deputy's son who sold the gram, he's being charged with selling a firearm to a minor, unlawful possession of a firearm on school property, and grand theft of a firearm. The mother of the child who sold the gun is also a Hendry County deputy, and she has been placed on administrative leave. So when you look back and you're saying like, man, when I was a kid, I was pretty bad. You got nothing on these kids that are running around in Florida, dude. These kids are bad, bad, bad. I'm Liam Reese, and that's what's happening in Florida right now.
Thank you for that, Liam. And I'll tell you, they say kids these days are lazy. Man, all right, very good stuff. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head back to Mikey Medigan, who's going to give us the update on the day of Megatron. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
On site, on scene at the White House in Washington, D.C., home to the Silver Foxes and the richest legal criminals in the world. On Easter Sunday, the White House, in a bold move, sure to annoy Catholicism, the world's largest religious group, publicly declared Transformer Day. Now, I love Megatron, the Bumblebee, Optimus Prime. The movies were fantastic, but on a holy day.
Mikey?
Yes?
That wasn't... It's not Transformer Day. It's the Transgender Day of Visibility, TDOV for short.
I'm sorry. I'm more confused than the Roman soldiers at Jesus' tomb on Easter. You're telling me no more water into wine. I can turn your pishfin down into a bukiak. Jesus, Mammy and Joseph. I quit. I can't be here. I quit.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. And yeah, it was a day. A day we'll all remember. And don't get it confused with any other day. Because it's still Sunday, even though Sunday wanted to be Monday. Either way, let's keep it moving. We're going to head to Jalen Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to give us the latest on America's favorite pastime. Jada, what's the story?
Guess who's back in town? The boys are back in town. That's right. Let's go. A little guy. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Bryce Harper. I think I'm saying that right. He went 3-for-4 the other night. That means like 3 hits out of 4 at-bats. And all of those hits were home runs. That's a lot of fun. The Phils currently sit at 2-3. We're in the midst of a 3-game series against the Cincinnati Reds. Looking forward to baseball. Exciting. If you remember the Cincinnati Reds, former, and I mean former, broadcaster Thom Brenneman was caught on a hot mic using an inappropriate language while apologizing. He was interrupted by a deep shot to left field by Nick Castellanos. Famously, Thom had to then continue his apology after the home run announcement. But, you know, Cincinnati is an up-and-coming organization. They've got a pretty good second baseman. And I'm just really excited for baseball to be back. The boys are back. I'm excited. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, Justin. And I'll tell you, the boys are back, and they're better than ever. Speaking of boys being back, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by the one and only Liam Reese, Jalen Dubb, Justin Richardson, and Mikey Madigan.
Transgender!
In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can also on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast and join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks. See you.